Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we'll continue our study of the New Testament letter of 1 John, and we'll look at just one verse. So today, I'll begin by reading 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Okay, last time we thought about John's statement that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Now in verse 9, John says that no one born of God makes a practice of sinning, and the reason that a person born of God does not make a practice of sinning is because, as John says, quote, God's seed abides in him. Now, once again, we need to remind ourselves that the Apostle John is not talking about sinless perfection. John is not saying that Christians will never sin. We know that from what John had said in the first chapter of this letter. John said that, quote, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, end quote. So John knows that Christians will sin. But all through this section, the apostle is addressing the fundamental problem of a person who claims to be a Christian on the one hand, while at the same time continuing in the habit of the same old sins, and in fact enjoying their sin. John is dealing with the problem of a person laying claim to Jesus, but then holding on to a lifestyle that is not shaped by or aligned with the Word of God. Do Christians sin? Yes. Does that make them not Christians? No. But John is dealing with the bent, the habit, the characteristic of a person's life, and John is saying that our outward lives reveal who we are inwardly. In the first half of verse 9, John mentions being, quote, born of God. John is speaking of the new interior spiritual birth that takes place when a person genuinely receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. John writes about this new birth in the Gospel of John chapter 3. The theological term for this new birth is called regeneration, which is an instantaneous act wherein God implants a new nature, a new spiritual orientation in the life of the new believer. Believers, followers of Jesus Christ, have a new indwelling source of power, which animates, motivates, and enables us not to practice sin. The new birth and the seed, which John mentions, is the principle of God's life given to the believer at the moment of regeneration, at the moment of the believer's new birth. Grammatically, the word born, as in born again, is in the perfect tense, which points to a completed past action at a particular point in time, in this case at the moment of our new birth. And that past completed action has continuing effects and results. This means that a born-again person will have a new and continuous orientation and attraction to the things of God. The Apostle Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So the Apostle John is referring to regeneration, a renewal of the inner being of a person who has come to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. The terms new birth, born again, born of God, and regeneration are synonymous, referring to the same spiritual experience in the life of the believer. The doctrinal belief summary, called the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, has a good and concise explanation of regeneration. It says this, regeneration, or new birth, is a work of God's grace, whereby believers become new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is a change of heart, wrought by the Holy Spirit through conviction of sin, to which the sinner responds in repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith are inseparable experiences of grace. Repentance is a genuine turning from sin towards God. Faith is the acceptance of Jesus Christ and a commitment of the entire personality to Him as Lord and Savior. So, the Apostle John is referring to that inner change of heart, that inner change whereby believers become new creatures in Christ. Now, the reason that new creatures in Christ cannot habitually sin is because, as John says, God's seed abides in him. Seeds bear fruit trees after their kind, and if the seed of the tree is holy, the fruit of the tree cannot be unholy. Sinners with God's seed cannot continually commit sins and still claim to be born of God. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20, Jesus said this, "You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, and the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." Okay, John's use of the word seed points to the power of God which operates in the lives of true believers. Seed signifies the principle of divine life given to the believer, and once it is given, it cannot be altered. It remains in the believer. The child of God stands eternally connected and related to Christ by virtue of the indwelling seed of God. Theologians have wrestled with the idea of the exact meaning of seed as John is using it here in verse 9, and there are a few possibilities. The seed could be the Word of God itself, or the seed could be the Holy Spirit, or it could be that seed refers to both the Word of God and the Holy Spirit working together. Or the seed could be referring to the divine nature given to us by virtue of the new birth. Now, it could be that all of these are working together, and given the overall context of 1 John, this is probably the best option, the working together of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the new nature which God gives to believers at the moment of regeneration. The important thing for us to remember is that whatever the seed is, we can be sure it's God Himself working so powerfully in the new birth that believers cannot keep on practicing sin. God's seed cannot make peace with a pattern of sinful behavior. The false teachers who had infiltrated the church think they can separate who they are spiritually from who they are physically. But this simply shows that they don't understand regeneration, the new birth, or the indwelling power of God. The effects of regeneration have inevitable effects on our physical life of love and obedience. The one who goes on practicing sin, the one who goes on living in sin, has never become a child of God. The life of Christ is not in that individual. So, clearly, John is explaining that a believer cannot habitually practice sin, not because they have some inherent ability on their own. The reason they cannot continually live in sin is that they have God's seed abiding in them, and that indwelling seed is continually working in them, giving them the desire and the power to grow in being more like Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul wrote this, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul also wrote this, "And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Next time, we'll think more on what it means to have God's seed abiding in us. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.